You'll find that on the soundtrack to the movie Singles from Soundgarden. We're going to go to Ann Arbor now. 101 FM WRIF in Detroit is our station. And Kyle is on Rockline with Soundgarden.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, Kyle?
I'm doing pretty darn good. Pardon me.
So you can say damn.
Say damn.
It's the 90s. Damn is okay.
Well, you know, rivers, after the FK thing, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That whole fire truck thing threw us all off.
I listen to a lot of rock music, and I've noticed that most of it's in fours, and a lot of your music is in different time signatures. Mm-hmm. My Wave's in 5/4, and Outshines, and Spoon Man's in 7/8. I was wondering how you guys could pull that off and make it sound good. Is it something you do conscientiously, or...?
Well, it's really strictly by accident. I mean, we just play parts and sort of write songs off the top of our head, and generally I'll bring in songs the band will learn the songs, we'll play them, and then about a month later I'll ask Matt what time signature it's in, because I never even really thought about it. It's just really by accident.
Yeah, Kyle.
But I guess the goal is to try to make those odd numbers sound like four, make them groove. So if we're doing that, then, you know, I guess it's a good thing.
Yeah, so the idea, you know, any song should groove. It shouldn't be a song that you stumble while you're listening to. A good example would be "Fell on Black Days," which is six, but it doesn't. To me, it just sort of floats, and it's just the way it might have to do with a lot of the music that we listen to, but it's just a way that we write songs.
As long as it's got the groove, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Kyle.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. Kyle, thanks for the call, buddy, and we'll be back with more from Chris and Matt from Soundgarden in just a minute on the Global Satellite Network.